any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Good evening. I'm Drex. I am back in the chair once again, just in time for Fleet Week. It's on. It's a big deal. It's my first Fleet Week here in the Bay. And, after coming out of Chicago for the last dozen years, I know what it's all about, but it's a little bit different. You guys actually show up here. I mean, you know, the Navy rolls in the ships and the Air Force comes in and the Marines are here. Let's start by introducing everybody, if you want to.
My name is Stephen Sneeden. I'm a major in the United States Marine Corps, and I work for the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force.
Excellent.
Sure. My name is Garth Langley. I'm the Public Affairs Officer for San Francisco Fleet Week.
You're a busy guy this week.
A little bit.
Yes. Probably all year you get ready.
It's a 364-day gig.
And the rest of the gentlemen?
Lieutenant Commander Brian Sauerhaig from Expeditionary Strike Group 3.
And Chief Warrant Officer Bill Wagman, 1st Marine Expeditionary Force.
The Marines are here. And so is the Navy. Well, welcome, gentlemen. It is our, as I mentioned, my first Fleet Week. What can I expect? What can everybody in the Bay expect this week?
Well, starting tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, we're going to be doing a large display down at the Marina Green in concert with the air show. So as the people can go down there and watch the Blue Angels fly overhead, we're going to have a lot of equipment from the Navy and the Marine Corps. And the equipment that we bring along is to demonstrate how we can do humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. So we've got those coming up over the weekend, and that's a chance for the people of San Francisco to see their military.
Well, in action,
right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So if they've never seen the whole rodeo as right. It goes, how would you gentlemen explain it besides the obvious of the Blue Angels?
It's gonna get
roaring
loud.
Back, yeah. I mean, you know, that's.
Well, I think that one thing that's interesting about San Francisco Fleet Week is that, you know, with all the ships and the pomp and circumstance on the backside of it, we have been working with the Department of Emergency Management, Port of San Francisco, Cal OES, and FEMA to work on the Bay Area Earthquake Response Plan. And what we believe, or what the city thinks they might ask the military to do in a large earthquake in San Francisco. So one of the things that we did earlier in the week on Monday was demonstrate our capability to move large equipment from the California National Guard, Marine Corps, and even some San Francisco firefighting equipment on one of our landing craft. And it was simulating bringing it into the city. We offloaded on a boat ramp down at Mariposa Yacht Club.
Oh.
So it could be one of those things that we may be asked to do if the bridges were possibly damaged and things like that. So we kind of say on the West Coast that our Defense Support of Civil Authorities response is a no notice on the West Coast because we don't really have hurricanes where we can do staging of equipment. It's all about building those relationships now so that if there is an earthquake that we've met all these people when we've talked before, we kind of work through these things.
Gentlemen, yeah. I saw you today on KGO TV doing exactly that, and it was a great insight as to, well, we know the inevitable, what can happen here and what we're facing. But it was very interesting to see how working with the San Francisco Fire Department, teaching these skills that in a massive earthquake or whatever the tragedy may be, is necessary to be taught. And it was good viewing, and I could see that they were getting something out of it.
Yeah, we have a very close relationship with the San Francisco Fire Department.
Right.
We've developed that over the last 5 years to really partner our military while they're here for Fleet Week and focus on functional training exercises. So today what you saw was urban search and rescue training over at Treasure Island at the San Francisco Fire Department's facility, where they actually partnered with one of our experts here, who's a San Diego firefighter and also a Marine. So he's not only here for Fleet Week, but he was here as a participant in this training exercise. And what's unique about it is that, you know, the fire department does this on a regular basis because of the realities of San Francisco being so densely populated, you know, a lot of urban structures. And these are skill sets that obviously the military uses when we go abroad for humanitarian assistance missions. And so, we're really providing them some functional training that they can take back when they go back to the fleet and possibly deploy to one of those realities, maybe abroad or maybe here at home.
Gentlemen, so, I mean, when you are looking at it, how we are prepared, do you think we're missing anything, or just the average citizen listening around, you know, driving around listening to the show tonight, some ideas for their own home as far as being prepared for something that would be out of the ordinary?
Yeah, and I think that's the big point, right? Is that, you know, the local government, the state government, FEMA, the DOD, we're doing everything we can to be prepared. But one of the events that we did today is we had a leadership conference, and a general from Nepal, who's in charge of the Nepalese medical service, showed up, and he was talking about what really helped in the Nepal situation was that the local people helped them, did a lot of helping themselves, and they really prepared heavily because they knew the earthquake was coming. And I think that's a really good point, is that the San Francisco DEM, through their SF-72 program, has a bunch of information out there, and the simple things you can do that can carry you through the 72 hours after the disaster. Like have some water on hand, have some food, some space blankets. One of the things I do at my house, I live in Southern California, and we have to worry about earthquakes there too, is I have one of those car battery charger things, but you can plug your DC adapter in there and you can charge this up, and you can keep your cell phone charged.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. And you can keep your cell phone charged because even in a disaster, they maintain generators on cell phone towers, so you can still send texts.
We still need Twitter and Instagram.
Exactly.
Not really.
Well, no.
We still need KGO. Thank God for radio. At least it'll be back in vogue. Yeah.
Well, that's too. Sure. A good wind-up radio, that helps too.
Yes. I mean, it really is an important thing. And that's a basic thing that I bet a lot of people don't know. When things go south, KGO, for instance, I'm not blowing our own horn, but it's true, we'll be there. It's necessary. Let's talk about communications and the importance of communications during a disaster.
Well,
yeah, I think that was actually something, again, that the Nepalese general talked about. It was amazing. Their cell phone infrastructure didn't really go down, and they were able to use social media, Twitter, Facebook, and that's one of the ways that they were able to communicate and find out where need was. And I think, kind of what Major Sneeden was saying, is kind of the thought is it's going to be about 72 hours before people are going to need to be able to take care of themselves for 72 hours.
Mm-hmm. And if you think along those... That seems like a short amount of time. Is that enough? I mean, I know that people, I guess we don't want people to fill their garages with doomsday, but I'm sure those preppers are still out there. And I'm sure people do it. But is 72 hours enough, really? With 8 million people here in the Bay?
I think it's hard to say, but at least that's a starting point.
Right. But it's a logical point. It's for when they believe services will be up and running again. Mm. So you take care of yourself, and then everybody else will be able to come in and help you after that, right?
I think that's the argument.
Is the thinking?
Yeah.
Said in very low level.
I'm curious. I'm curious,
terms.
From the military, can you really say? I mean, who knows who's where or when? Should something happen, I'm sure there is a big master plan to move in here quickly, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why we do fleet. That's half the reason we do fleet.
Okay. Well, see, I think a lot of people don't know.
So we were talking about the incident on Monday. Well, that was in concert with the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management. We've been planning that exercise with them for months. And for years, as we've resurrected the Fleet Week program, we concentrate heavily on disaster preparedness. We read their plans. They read our procedures. We work together to develop the land. Like Mariposa Yacht Club, that's an actual landing point we could use in a disaster because of their boat ramp there. And because of the exercise that we did with the ships from ESG-3 with Commander Sauerhag over here, that's something we would actually plan on using in the exercise, and we rehearse that as part of Fleet Week, and it all comes together. That together we work out the nuances and the details of this kind of plan. Mm-hmm.
All right, 808-0810. 808-0810 is our number if you want to talk about Fleet Week, thank you, with any of the gentlemen who are in the studio. You can have at it. And when we come back, we'll talk about training, recruiting, and the military in general as we continue our conversation on KGO 810.
Todd, strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I am strapped in. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. It's kind of embarrassing to be sitting behind the control panel here with the military guys and have to tell them I've got a surgical girdle on. I guess that's okay.
Listen, I have never felt safer in this building than I do right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Look at this studio. We're surrounded by people who have got our backs.
Marines and sailors and the Navy. Okay, gentlemen, I want to ask you about, we were just talking during the break, what ships are here, how many, and the tour?
Well, we've got a total of 6 ships here in port. Actually, 4 arrive, or 5 arrived today. The USS Somerset arrived on Monday, and the remaining came in today, trickled in from the morning throughout the afternoon. You have in total 4 Navy ships, 1 from the Coast Guard, and also you have 1 from Canada, the HMCS Calgary.
And where were they coming from?
The Navy came from San Diego along with the Marines. So you have about 2,000 Marines and sailors here from both Camp Pendleton and San Diego. And, of course, you know, headquartered here in San Francisco is U.S. Coast Guard San Francisco. And so they have an additional 2,000 Coast Guardsmen and women that will be participating in Fleet Week. So we're looking at a total of about 4,000 service members participating in the 2015 Fleet Week.
And I ask the duh question because, you know, I'm new back here to the Bay. Coming from Chicago, I was saying during the break, I said, you know, guys, it's strange. I saw the guys walking, military dudes walking around last night after I left the show, but they were down in the financial section. And they're not in the fun part of town. Well, that's where the boats are. That's where the ships are.
I think the
fun section's up here.
Well, and for many people, it's their first time here in the city of San Francisco. So, of course, we encourage the citizens to show them the right neighborhoods to go to.
Yep.
Thank you. Because last year, some of the fellas ended up in the Mission. And I encourage you guys and gals, if you're listening, this year to do the same thing. Go to the Mission. And if you see that there's a burlesque show, go in. Because those people had a great time last year because I know some burlesque dancers and they took pictures. They got these guys up on stage and spanked them.
Right.
Sorry,
on.
It's a true story.
Well, let's ask, is there any protocol that we should know when walking around and seeing the ladies and gentlemen in uniform?
I think selfies, generally speaking,
you know,
beer is sort of always appreciated.
Sure.
I like to tell all my civilian friends that we Marines like the wet kind of alcohol, generally speaking.
Right on.
Well, you mentioned selfies. I mean, obviously, last year we kicked off Selfie with the Sailor campaign, and by that we mean Selfie with the Marines, Selfie with the Coasties, Selfie with the Sailors. So we definitely encourage the public to, when you see a service member in uniform out there, to take a selfie with them, upload it to social media. Our 2015 theme is We Are Fleet Week, so use that hashtag, We Are Fleet Week.
I love it. And,
that's great.
And the servicemen and women have been properly warned.
They have. And
So you can approach.
You can.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Permission to approach.
I'm glad we ask about this because I'm sure people are
important.
Like, we can't do the selfie thing.
Oh, and another thing, dude, ask them what they do. They'll be happy to tell you.
Good.
You know, what their job is on the ship or what they do in the Marine Corps. Today we had some of the DEM personnel aboard the ship and we were showing them some of our equipment. And you have these young Marines extolling the virtues of how much fuel they can move in an emergency, and it's odd. You'd think we only want to talk about you know, boot camp and things like that. No, we love talking about.
I'm still stuck on show me your equipment.
Yeah,
right on. That's Heather forever.
Heather, if you join us out in the Marina Green, we'll be able to show you lots of the different pieces of equipment that we have brought out here to show people.
We've also got a really good program that we launched last year, and it's called Buy a Burger for a Sailor. And we really recommend this is a way to actually give back to the service members. We host 4 different barbecues during San Francisco Fleet Week. We're actually just literally cook some burgers and feed the troops for whatever event that they're going to. So whether it's a large crew barbecue at the end of Fleet Week or it's after the urban search and rescue training, you know, we obviously got to feed these guys and gals so that they're...
Buy a burger or a burrito.
So you can check us out on the GoFundMe.com/buyaburger.
That's great.
Cool.
Great idea. Good stuff,
Excellent.
Gentlemen. Let me ask you about recruiting. Is any of that going on? I mean, what would you say to somebody listening with their son or daughter or individuals themselves that want to join the military?
You know, San Francisco Fleet Week would not be Fleet Week without, you know, obviously the active duty service members, but there are many events throughout Fleet Week that we have a recruiting side of the house participate in. In fact, on Monday the 12th, we have the San Francisco Fleet Week High School Band Challenge at the Band Trail in Golden Gate Park. This is a program that we started in the last 5 years. We actually this year have 8 Bay Area high schools that will be coming to Golden Gate Park to compete against the 1st Marine Division Band. So, military band. That we give up to $25,000 in cash prizes to the band who wins. And, of course, we're excited this year. Roberta Gonzalez of CBS is actually going to be our MC. So, you know, it's an event, really, for everyone, not only just the active duty service members, but many of the recruiters, you know, take this opportunity to showcase, you know, our U.S. military and obviously the band challenge being that peak event.
What about the veterans? Because I would be remiss without mentioning my father, Semper Fi. He's a Marine forever. What about the veterans who want to show up or participate or want to reach out to you guys?
Well, you know, Fleet Week is obviously a chance for San Francisco to showcase its military, you know, history. You know, this is Marine Corps and Navy and Army town.
Yes.
You look across the bay here at Treasure Island. We used to have Marine barracks there. We had naval bases, you know, in Alameda and the course, the Presidio was filled with soldiers. And so wherever you go, you know, you can't miss the history here. And so Fleet Week is that opportunity. And for the last 35 years, it's been the opportunity for the veterans to join their active duty, you know, service members and come out and see the ships, you know, enjoy the Blue Angels, and just reminisce on the times that they spent while they were in the military.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the bay. I don't know how long, much time you have off, but Heather will show you around the mission. You've been warned. She will. All right, guys.
Can I ask one more question? Sure. I was so curious about this, and I think I asked someone last year, and I can't remember the answer, but for a civilian to salute you when they see you, that's not correct, right? Just say hi.
Yeah, just say hi.
Okay, because I think I went to do that, and I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Let
me turn this into a high five if I could, or something like that. But
just go
excellent.
With the selfie.
Well, we love that you're here. Thanks again for all your service.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Ed's